Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Quincy Wheeler. Quincy is the host of the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Major League Baseball's Cleveland Guardians. We recap the American League wildcard series against the Tampa Bay Rays. We preview the American League Division Series against the New York Yankees and more. Quincy is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Dive into The Divider, Trump in the White House, 2017 through 2021. Go inside the Trump Oval Office, from the chaotic beginnings to the violent finale, with unprecedented access to cabinet officers, top advisors, family members, and Trump himself. New York Times best-selling authors Peter Baker and Susan Glasser offer a riveting, must-read portrait of America's 45th president. The Divider is in stores now.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
I head to toe,
everything's changed. I just tell them.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy, just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy, just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
We're in the bottom of the 15th. Swing and a high fly ball. Left field. Way back. Ball game. Gonzalez walks it off. And the Guardians are moving on to the division series. Here in the 15th, the rookie buries one over the high wall. Your final in 15, 1-0 Cleveland.
I mean, what a job by Gonzalez. He waited back, made an adjustment, stayed back, and was looking for the pitch. And when he got it, he did not miss it. The young ones in Cleveland said age is just a number.
Pasen tu momento en este momento de despertar con la confianza que te han dado los muchachos y con lo que lograste hacer.
Creo que muy bien, muy bien. Creo que cada vez que yo voy ahí, yo voy a dar lo mejor porque somos un conjunto, todos juntos. Y creo que yo siempre voy a dar lo mejor de mí. Salió lo que tuvo que salir, gracias a Dios.
I feel special, you know, having that confidence in them. Like every time I go to a bat, I go, you know, for my team, for my guys. And this time we had the opportunity to get this result, and that's what happened. Es tan difícil fue temprano con las sombras en el campo para batear.
Creo que fue un poco, pero creo que no le dimos mucha mente a eso. Estábamos tratando de buscar la forma de hacer los buenos contactos, y creo solamente eso.
It was difficult, but we didn't give too much mind to it. We just tried to still do our approach and try to get the good ABs, and we didn't get too much mind to it. ¿Qué tal se siente sentir que el equipo confía en la manera que confía? Usted ahora en el sprint training, él sabe lo que tú pensabas y lo que tú querías hacer este año, pero ¿qué se siente ver la confianza del equipo en ti como lo han hecho?
Creo que se siente muy bien, y creo que es algo soñado que yo siempre he tenido en mi cabeza desde que yo era un niño, y creo que ellos que me apoyen y todo eso, creo que es algo súper increíble para mí, y yo voy a seguir dando lo mejor de mí cada día para mantenerme aquí.
This is like a dream come true, something you dream as a kid. You know, the support has been everything I dream of, and I'm just going to keep doing my best to try to help the team any way I can.
Shooter.
Shooter, bro.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The first soundbite that you heard was Cleveland Guardians outfielder Oscar Gonzalez hitting a walk-off home run in Game 2 of the American League Wild Card Series against the Tampa Bay Rays on October 8th of 2022. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and John Ciambi and Doug Glanville on the call. And then the second soundbite that you heard was Cleveland Guardians outfielder Oscar Gonzalez along with his interpreter celebrating the walk-off home run at the end of Game 2. And that audio was courtesy of Valley Sports Great Lakes. To talk more about the Guardians' win over the Tampa Bay Rays in the Wild Card Series and the preview, the American League Division Series against the New York Yankees, we want to welcome him back to the program. He's the host of the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Major League Baseball's Cleveland Guardians, Quincy Wheeler. Hey, Quincy, welcome back, my man.
Hey, thank you, Ed. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Quincy, this series was phenomenal. This was exciting on the edge of your seat, this American League wildcard series between Cleveland and Tampa Bay. What were your takeaways from this series?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of expected it to be a closely matched series because both teams kind of handle things in similar ways. They're both teams that rely on having really good pitching and timely hitting. The difference, I guess, the main difference you could see between them is that Tampa Bay tended to rely a little bit more on the occasional home run than what Cleveland does. Cleveland kind of strings hits together more so. So it's kind of ironic that Cleveland won both games through a timely home run. But the fact that there was a lot of scoreless innings, a lot of dominant pitching wasn't surprising to me because both pretty dominant. And look at second half numbers. Cleveland is like sixth best in Major League Baseball for fielding independent pitching, and Tampa Bay is eighth best in Major League Baseball for fielding independent pitching. So wasn't surprised that it was a close series like that, and it was great to see the Guardians pulled off.
Indeed, it was great, just a great series. And like you said, Quincy, both of these teams were pretty evenly matched. But I think, as you said it before, Tampa Bay, the difference was that Tampa Bay is always looking for the big home run. And sometimes, especially when you're playing in the postseason, you just have to get the hits any way that you can get them. I want to start off with Game 1, Cleveland winning 2-1. This was a pitching duel between Shane Bieber and Shane McClanahan. Of course, Emmanuel Clase wind up getting the save for Cleveland. The last time I had you on the program, I asked you about Shane Bieber, and you were saying that Shane was coming on strong this year, but he's got a big contract year coming up, and the Guardians will have to do whatever it takes to keep him in Cleveland. Give me your thoughts on Shane's performance in Game 1.
Yeah, well, this was pretty much the same Shane Bieber that we've seen in the second half of the year. I think last time we talked a little bit about how his velocity has been a little bit down, so he's had to figure out how to make the best use of his off-speed stuff to go along with his fastball to help the fastball play up a little bit. And he's really been doing it the whole second half of the year, and he kept up against Tampa Bay. Coming into the series, I knew Tampa Bay wasn't very good against the slider, and Shane Bieber has one of the best sliders in baseball, so he certainly took advantage of their hitters in that way. He does what he normally does. It'll be interesting to see if they make a big attempt at an extension in the offseason for him. They're not always as likely to extend pitchers because there's a little more volatility in pitching, but he certainly seems like the kind of guy that you might want to try to make that happen because he showed that he's an ace. You'll find people that say his Cy Young that he won in 2020 was Mickey Mouse because it was half a year. The people that complain about him not doing well in the playoffs one time he was out. But when it comes down to it, the guy's an ace. You can trust him to get the job done, and he showed that.
Indeed, he did show that. And as they say, it's not about what happens in April, May, and June. It's all about what happens in October. And so far, so good. Shane delivered the goods in Game 1 for the Guardians. Let's stay with Game 1 for a moment. Jose Ramirez hit a two-run home run in the game for the Guardians. Just give me your thoughts on Jose and hitting the home run in Game 1.
Well, it was interesting because he struck out earlier, didn't look particularly great against McClanahan, but Jose has had a little more pop from the right side of the plate through most of the year, especially since he kind of sustained a thumb injury in June. So if you're guessing on him hitting a home run at some point, a left-hander's pretty good chance for him to do it. And it was fun to see him kind of work his way through how McClanahan was going to approach him. McClanahan's got a really great changeup, one of the best changeups in baseball. But Jose just happened to be sitting on it, and he drove it out kind of opposite field, which is really unusual. Jose's almost a complete pull hitter, especially when he hits a home run. But he was sitting on that pitch. He outsmarted McClanahan in the Rays and got a hold of one and drove it out, and that's the kind of hitter he is. He's just, I mean, something you can never underestimate about Jose is how smart he is. He's smart on the bases. He's smart defensively, and he's really smart at the plate, and that came into play there.
Rightfully so, and so Cleveland handled their business in game one, 2-1. Let's move along now to game two, and this was fireworks in game two. It went 15 innings, and when it got to the bottom of the 15th, you talk about, I mean, this was kind of like almost the equivalent of a Boston Marathon or maybe the Chicago Marathon. This went 15 innings, and in the bottom of the 15th inning, Oscar Gonzalez hit a walk-off home run off of a familiar friend to Cleveland, Corey Kluber, of all people.
Yeah,
and Gonzalez
right.
handled his business, hit the walk-off home run. Guardians win. They move on to the next round. Give me your thoughts and what were your takeaways from game two?
Yeah, well, obviously these were just from Tristan McKenzie doing what he dominating through his innings, and Tyler Glasnow for the Rays dominating through his innings, and then the bullpen just took over. Jason Adam for the Rays just pitched incredible sequence of pitches to Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor to get out of a bases loaded, no out jam. And that seemed like, you know, oh no, we kind of dug ourselves into it now. But the Guardians bullpen did what they always do. I mean, these two bullpens just so incredible, and the Guardians bullpen's just kind of unmatched. Big part of this game was Sam Hinches coming in for the Guardians and throwing three scoreless innings to kind of finish out the game until Oscar Gonzalez could walk it off. Hinches had a real kind of rough year last year. His debut season started off as a starter. They moved him to the bullpen, and as a starter, he really struggled with command, gave up a lot of runs. Still was kind of struggling with command in the bullpen, but this year he's really kind of figured out the command issue. And he's got a great curveball and the fastball. He's really got the command of that figured out. So he really showed that here. Left-handed hitter, doesn't matter. He can get lefties and righties out. And so he was absolutely crucial in the game. And then Oscar Gonzalez, he clearly went up there looking for the pitch that Corey Kluber gave him. And when he gets a hold of one, it goes a long way. I mean, that back crack, if anybody listens to that video, that back crack is one of the best sounds of off the bat I've heard all year. And I expect that he'll continue that if people give him strikes. His issue is that he tends not to walk, so there are times that he'll chase pitches. He'll most likely make contact, but a lot of times it's weak contact. But there in that instance, he showed that, hey, if you give him something near the zone, he can drive it a long way, and he's a super exciting player. It's been really exciting to see him kind of surpass expectations. He was a minor league free agent at one point. Any team could have signed him, but he loves Cleveland and appreciates the development system here, so thought he'd have a shot, and it paid off. So good gamble for him and a good thing for Cleveland fans.
Indeed, it was a good thing for Cleveland fans to watch Oscar hit that home run. And again, in October, there's always a player or players that define moments, and certainly Oscar Gonzalez made another playoff moment in October, not just for the Cleveland Guardians, but just for all of Major League Baseball and all of baseball fans worldwide. I want to stay with game two in the pitching. Tristan McKenzie was phenomenal in the innings that he pitched. Can you just kind of give me more about Tristan, and were you expecting him to have such a clutch game like this in the innings that he pitched?
Yeah, I mean, McKenzie, again, through this, especially the second half of the season, but at spots in the first half as well, has just really turned the corner. And, you know, from all the scouting all the way up, they said, hey, this guy's got ace potential if he can stay healthy. And a lot of times people would say, well, if he can add some weight, but he hasn't really added weight, but he's been able to get all his stuff working. He's just such a tall, lanky, long-armed individual that the fact that most of the time, you know, his fastball is somewhere 92, 93, his release point to the plate makes it appear a lot quicker to hitters, so it's hard for them to get a time it up. And then he's got one of the best curveballs in baseball. He can just absolutely break off that 12-6 curve and make hitters look silly. So that's what's fun to watch with him. He's just a super entertaining player. I think if people haven't really watched much Cleveland baseball, and maybe people are like, oh, kind of adopting a team for the pro season. If you watch Tristan McKenzie pitch, you're like, oh, man, this guy is so much fun to watch. His demeanor on the mound, if you ever see him in an interview, he's just a super great interview and a fun guy. And just so amazing to see him develop and become really another ace for this Cleveland rotation.
Yeah, it was so much fun watching him in game two. And you mentioned Tyler Glasnow for the Tampa Bay Rays, despite the Rays losing that game. It was fun watching those two, and that's when you really see the best of the best in October, especially when pitching and defense really comes into full form. The duration of game two, Quincy, was 4 hours and 57 minutes. What were you doing during that period of time? Did you take time to eat? Were you just locked to the television?
That's a great question, Eddie. My day job, I'm a pastor, so I was actually driving 3 hours to do a wedding in a little farther away, kind of in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. And I was listening to the game all the way down, and I actually had to get out of the car. I had to get out of the car at like the top of the 15th, and I had like zero signal because it's the middle of nowhere. But I got enough signal to get a text from somebody who I don't even think is a baseball fan, but texted me and said, hey, you must be a happy man. And at that point I knew, okay, something good must have happened. So I had to go back and watch the replays at that point. But yeah, so that's kind of what I was doing. It's kind of crazy the things that go on in your life as you're following the team that you love, and then you have to go back and kind of watch the highlights and see how things looked.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right about that. But no matter how short or how long, the Guardians handled their business and got it done in game two with a memorable moment from Oscar Gonzalez hitting the walk-off home run. All right, so Quincy,
yep.
Cleveland handled their business beating Tampa Bay in the wild card series. They move along now to the American League Division Series where they have to square off against the New York Yankees, and they have to try to stop the juggernaut known as Aaron Judge. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for the Guardians to beat the Yankees?
Yeah, great question, Ed. You know, having pitched your pitchers in the first series, the Guardians can't start off with Bieber in game one, and then that means Bieber's moved to game two, and then you don't see McKenzie till game three. So obviously a big key will be getting a good performance out of Cal Quantrill in game one, who's going to go up against Gerrit Cole. Quantrill's a guy who kind of pitches to contact. His peripherals don't look as good as his regular numbers, so his ERA is usually a good bit lower than his fielding independent pitching because he kind of relies on his defense a lot. But anybody who follows Cleveland baseball knows that Cal Quantrill is an absolute gamer. He's the kind of guy that just goes out there and gives you what you need to be able to win a ball game. Got some surprising stuff now and then. He's really able to kind of mix up his pitches and change his game plan to attack hitters. So obviously the big key will be him putting up a good performance, giving the Guardians 5 to 6 good innings. Tito being able to know, okay, maybe this is as much as I can get from Quantrill if it's 4 or 5 innings, and I need to move on to the bullpen to try to get game one if they have a lead. That'll be a big thing. I think the one thing that I'd say is that I would give the edge in this series to the Guardians bullpen. And obviously that's kind of, you know, you never know how bullpens are going to go from one game to the next. But I do think the Guardians bullpen probably on paper is stronger than the Yankees bullpen. So I think if the Guardians can make the starters work and get into the Yankees bullpen, especially if they can be tied or have a lead, that could be a really big deal for them. And there's no guarantees that can happen because the New York Yankees lineup is really good, and they're getting some guys back from injuries. I see Matt Carpenter's coming back. So, you know, that'll be interesting to see kind of how they approach all that. Yankees have a couple of lefties in the pen. I saw Wandy Peralta's coming back, and we'll see if he's kind of healthy, and he's supposed to be coming back out of the pen as another left-handed arm. Left-handed pitchers are kind of the Achilles heel for the Guardians. So, you know, from Quantrill going up against Cole in game one and then Bieber against Nestor Cortes in game two, Cortes being a lefty, he's got a lot of potential to be able to shut down that Guardians lineup. So, you know, really getting one of those first two games would be absolutely huge because then you kind of head back home. You got McKenzie coming in game three at home. You feel pretty darn good about that. And you could, you can kind of work your way around the rest of the schedule. So getting one of those first two games. And I think, I guess another key would be you got to get Andres Jimenez or Stephen Kwan going. Both of them had pretty rough series against the Rays, which can happen. Of course, two games is a very small sample size, and you're kind of getting used to the playoff experience, you know, and what it's all about. So I expect that if Jimenez and Kwan kind of get back to what they've been capable of throughout the year, that the Guardians can make this series pretty fun. So I guess those would kind of be the keys I can think of off the top of my head.
This is certainly going to be a fantastic series. We have Jose Ramirez. We've also got Andres Jimenez. We've also got Stephen Kwan. Can't forget about Josh Naylor and Ahmed Rosario. And, of course, we've got Giancarlo Stanton. We've got Gleyber Torres. And, of course, Aaron Judge, the new home run king in the American League. It's going to be fun between the Yankees and the Guardians. Well, Quincy, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us program. Just tell everybody about the Cleveland Guardians fan cast.
Sure, and thank you so much again, Ed. You can find Cleveland Guardians Fancast on any of your major podcast providers. Just look for Cleveland Guardians Fancast. You can find me on Twitter at Guardian Fancast or at Quincy Wheeler 1. And join us for some fun times talking about the Guardians. Every day I put out, Monday through Friday, I put out a 15 to 20 minute podcast, kind of checking in on the team and what they've been doing. We go with it throughout the year. Even in the off season. So just kind of join in the conversation. I like to talk to Guardians fans and interview them and hear their stories. So it's a good time. Thank you again, Ed.
You're welcome. And before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Cleveland Guardians Fancast and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Sure. Yeah. At Guardian Fancast, at Quincy Wheeler 1 on Twitter. And you can also, I don't really have any website, but you can email me at quincy@guardiansfancast.com. So thank you, Ed.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
We're in the bottom of the 15th. Swing and a high fly ball. Left field. Way back. Ball game. Gonzalez walks it off. And the Guardians are moving on to the division series. Here in the 15th, the rookie buries one over the high wall. Your final in 15, 1-0 Cleveland.
I mean, what a job by Gonzalez. He waited back, made an adjustment, stayed back, and was looking for the pitch. And when he got it, he did not miss it. The young ones in Cleveland said age is just a number.
Pasa en tu momento, en este momento de despertar con la confianza que te han dado los muchachos y con lo que lograste hacer.
Creo que muy bien, muy bien. Creo que cada vez que yo voy ahí, yo voy a dar lo mejor porque somos un conjunto, todos juntos, y creo que yo siempre voy a dar lo mejor de mí. Salió lo que tuvo que salir, gracias a Dios.
Feel special, you know, having that confidence in them. Like every time I go to a bat, I go, you know, for my team, for my guys, and this time we had the opportunity to get this result, and that's what happened. Es tan difícil fue temprano con las sombras en el campo para batear.
Creo que fue un poco, pero creo que no le dimos mucha mente a eso. Estábamos tratando de buscar la forma de hacer los buenos contactos, y creo solamente eso.
It was difficult, but we didn't give too much mind to it. We just tried to still do our approach and try to get the good ABs, and we didn't get too much mind to it.
¿Qué tal se siente sentir que el equipo confía en la manera que confía? Usted ahora en frente y él sabe lo que tú pensabas y lo que tú querías hacer este año, pero ¿qué se siente ver la confianza del equipo en sí como lo han hecho?
Creo que se siente muy bien, y creo que algo soñado que yo siempre he tenido en mi cabeza desde que yo era un niño, y creo que ellos que me apoyen y todo eso, creo que algo súper increíble para mí, y yo voy a seguir dando lo mejor de mí cada día para mantenerme aquí.
This is like a dream come true, something you dream as a kid. You know, the support has been everything I dream of, and I'm just going to keep doing my best to try to help the team any way I can.
Shooter, bro.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy. Just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy. Just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy. Just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy. Just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Quincy Wheeler, host of the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Major League Baseball's Cleveland Guardians. Once again, a big special thank you to Quincy for coming on the program. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
By now, you've probably seen ads about the water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere. People who got sick after drinking that toxic water are now able to seek repayment for their medical costs because of a new law, the PACT Act. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it's important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is a limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at sickmarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you, and they won't take no for an answer. Sign up at sickmarine.com. By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at SickMarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at SickMarine.com. By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at SickMarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at SickMarine.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at SickMarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at SickMarine.com.
At Firehouse Subs, a portion of every purchase helps provide life-saving equipment to first responders. We make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference every day. That's why we're bringing back our daily medium sub special. Enjoy a different, handcrafted medium sub at a special price for every day of the week. From Meatball Monday to Italian Sunday. Get it for a limited time, only at Firehouse Subs. Tap the banner now to start your pickup order.